Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. It is June 25th, 2022. Again, the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law, seek counsel. Look, don't listen to us. Just have a good time and enjoy, and only use us at one time or multiple times during the season of festivities. When you're sitting around your house, either in front of the TV or picture sitting on the dinner table eating a nice, wonderful dinner, and the in-laws are sitting around the table, and the mother-in-law says, "You know, they say, Frederick," and then you say, wait a minute. Radio Law Talk says as follows. That's about the only time you want to use us as some sort of, like, authority or authoritative figure, right?
Exactly, but a caution on that. If it's your mother-in-law, you need to gauge...
Can you turn the music down?
You need to gauge, read the room, and gauge the relationship that your significant other has with her mother, with their mother. Because if it's close and it's a mother-in-law, you may be well off just saying, you know what, you're right.
This comes from a man who's been divorced.
I don't know that I would go pick in that fight. Read the room.
Read the tea leaves.
Yes.
Okay. Be careful. I guess I've been married long enough.
I have accepted that my purpose in life, for the most part, is to serve as a warning to others. Not that I advise the warning. Just look at what I did and don't do that. I'm going to start a website called Don't Do What Todd Did. Or who?
I have cats and no wife.
Yes.
I have cats and no wife.
Yeah, exactly. Cat, singular.
855-LAW-RADIO. You want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or email us. If you guys want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. If we're slow, we're having technical difficulties after almost 6 years. We've never had problems with info@radiolawtalk.com, but we will get back to you. Hey, those of you who want a T-shirt, hey, we've sent a number of T-shirts out. And email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Say, here's my address. This is my size. And, you know, sometimes we'll just shoot. Well, we can't guarantee it, but you never know. It might just show up in the mail.
Just boom.
Yeah. Might just show up in the mail. We appreciate you. Today we're going to have a case or no case. We're going to talk about the Miranda lawsuits against police officers. If they don't give their Miranda rights to an individual, can they be sued for that? We'll let you know on that. Should people who work for or find out information about the Supreme Court cases coming down and they leak the preliminary ruling, should they be booted out or should they be prosecuted and serve jail time?
You're fired.
The question is, we're going to talk about, that's a question, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about a dad's conviction being overturned. We're going to talk about Bill Cosby. South Dakota Attorney General is having some issues. We're going to talk about that. But, Cal, they come for one thing and one thing only, and that is to help Fred Penny get
now
points.
It's time to play case or no case.
This might be your lucky moment. Yay! Carla and Ed Jenks just moved to Phoenix, Arizona from Northern California, the greater Phoenix area. They did not make it into one of those restricted older people places, but instead into a regular neighborhood with kids and whatnot. And that's the trouble. The neighbor kids were little hellions. They got hands full of rocks and threw them at the Jenks garage door and then got baseball bats and hit the rocks into the garage door, making little dings, dinging up their paint, what have you. So the Jenks got a couple of security cameras, motion activated, so every time the neighboring crumb crunchers threw rocks or hit the garage door with a baseball bat, it was all recorded.
Did you call them crumb crunchers?
Crumb crunchers, yes. The Jenks went to the neighbors again and asked them to try to keep their little ankle biters under control. The neighbors basically blew them off and told the Jenks, this is Arizona. First off, remember, it's against the law for people over a certain age to videotape little kids. You can't even tape them. You're breaking the law. Our kids are fine. Let our kids be kids. The Jenks called their newly found local council and asked if they could sue to recover the damages to their home. Yes, Fred Penny, they wondered if they had a case or no case.
This is simple, Cal. This is something that it's a nightmare that you wake up every morning, something happening to you and your wonderful wife, Donna, and since you call them crumb crunchers and
that was the giveaway.
Ankle biters. I know he's thinking of, he made this whole thing up thinking, doggone it, I could see these little hellion kids doing things like that. I tell you, I remember, back in the day when we were young and we had little ankle biters. We had neighbors that moved in with ankle biters, but they were middle-aged ankle biters, and they stayed up and partied the whole time. We'd find stuff all over our yard that shouldn't have been there, and the parents just let them have it. You know, it's just some people just... they're rude because they're rude people.
They just don't know any better.
This is my therapy. I'm going to do my therapy.
Let it go, Fred. Let it go.
25 years ago when we had these neighbors. So this is not a case, but it's something that you would absolutely hate. And Carla and Ed Jenks are your longtime buddy friends of some sort. You know them.
Hmm. What do you think, Mr. Kunin? Would this be case or no case? And, you know, or should it be?
Well, there's another thing. You referred to their name as Jenks, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I made a joke about this when you were first talking about case or no case, how it dealt with some elderly folks that were trying to do something and then kids. And I said, oh, and I'd have gotten away with it, too, if it hadn't been for those meddling kids, which is from Scooby-Doo, as is the word Jinkies.
Jinkies, Captain Food.
Which is Velma's Jinkies, Scoob. What should we do?
So it's not a Casey Kasem? Jinkies. No.
So, yeah. Casey Kasem. Roink? No. Velma? I got to agree with Fred. I don't think this is a guy. I think this is something you made up. You could be getting buku points today, Cal, if you fooled us, but I'm thinking no case or Reno.
Well, all I can say is, you're right about that. You're right. I could be getting buku points, but I'm not.
Oh, you made it up. Good. That's more points for us, Todd. That's four.
So I got two today. You guys get four today each.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Good job.
So, Cal, what made you think of that? You just thought of ankle biter?
No, I just start thinking about homeowners associations, so I start researching real scenarios, and this is a real scenario. This kind of stuff happens all the time. And I thought how frustrating that would be. So I thought
What is, Todd, one of the most obnoxious things one of your neighbors has ever done? And by the way, I'm going to include stuff that maybe you've done to the neighbor that they would have said is the most obnoxious thing. Can you think of something, or Cal, can you think of something before I go
on? I can.
I can think of one thing that is happening currently that is just, it's petty, it's little, but it drives me nuts.
What's that?
Well, okay, I can't prohibit anyone from parking in front of my house, but I have a neighbor who has, I think they homeschool somebody, and they homeschool another kid who drives over every day, and they park their car literally right up at the edge of my driveway. So when I'm backing out of my garage in the driveway, if I'm off just a little bit, I'll hit their car. I mean, it is so close. I don't know why. It's
irritating.
Just, so I took to putting the trash cans out to kind of block that, so at least they park a little back. Well, I put the trash cans out. I come back. Apparently, the kid that parks here had gotten out of his car, put the trash can on the sidewalk, and still parked up where he wanted before.
Well, then put the garbage on top of his car, I guess. Huh?
That was just, really? Really, dude?
Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a quick story. Cal will. Then we're going to talk about a little bit about Miranda lawsuits. We'll be back.
Interesting stuff as Radio Law Talk continues. This is hour number three, and you don't want to miss any of them, so you don't have to. You can listen live to RadioLawTalk.com and also get all of our recordings. Listen to them at your leisure in the podcast format on Radio Law Talk from RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back. Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com. and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308. Not allowed.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Miranda lawsuits. So people were trying to sue, I guess, police officers if they're not getting their Miranda rights read to them. Is that right, Todd?
Yeah, in this particular case here that was just decided this last week, another case where the Justice Alito wrote the Supreme Court decision on it. The issue here was a guy had been charged with sexual assault in Los Angeles, California, and it dealt with something that might have occurred in a care home. He made a statement to law enforcement. He was not given his Miranda rights. And so the question is he entitled to sue the police officer? Because what happened was, ultimately, the jury acquitted him of the underlying sexual assault. And part of that probably had to do with the fact that if it was an un-Mirandine, that was odd, because it was a jury question. Usually this is a court question, whether the Miranda rights were violated. And if they felt so, then could they still convict him of this criminal charge? He was acquitted. And so the question here is, all right, I went to trial, spent a lot of money on attorneys, a lot of stuff happened in my personal life. I was ultimately acquitted because the officer violated my constitutional rights by not reading the Miranda warnings to me. And am I entitled essentially to some sort of monetary compensation? Can I sue the cop? And ultimately, the Supreme Court of the United States said, no, you cannot. And honestly, I'm looking at this. There was only one dissenter, and that was Elena Kagan. She thought that he should have been able to sue, but I got to be honest, even though I'm a criminal defense attorney, I agree with the majority's decision in this, and I'll tell you why. The sanction, the penalty, if statements are procured and Miranda warnings are not given, the penalty is that the statements are usually suppressed at the trial. They can't be used against the defendant in the trial if the statement or the admission or whatever was not preceded by Miranda rights. If you start ascribing liability, personal liability, suing somebody because of they didn't read you Miranda rights, you're going to have a huge problem on your hands. First, from a policy standpoint, what law enforcement officer, if they make a mistake and don't do this, what person is going to want to go into law enforcement if you can start to get sued over constitutional violations? That's one. Two, Miranda rights aren't the only violation. A lot of what I do as a defense attorney is Fourth Amendment. What was the reason for the stop? Did you have reasonable suspicion to stop? Well, if you start putting liability on the backs of officers because there was some sort of constitutional violation in the investigation, again, good luck getting people that want to go into law enforcement. And then the last question I have is, how far logically does that go? Let's say that there's a stop that violates the Fourth Amendment, so the defendant thinks. They bring a suppression motion, and the judge on the suppression motion does not agree that the Fourth Amendment right was violated. And then later on, after trial on appeal, an appellate court says, oh, no, yes, it was. Well, okay, how far does that ball trickle? Is there liability for the cop in violating the Fourth Amendment? And then is there liability for the judge in deciding that there was no Fourth Amendment violation? It gets very difficult. There are other sanctions that can be imposed that will keep law enforcement in check that have yet to be imposed, and I wish they would. But suing the cop on a Miranda violation, to me, that goes a bit far.
But Fred and Todd, this guy had real costs. You know, it cost $5,000 to walk into a lawyer's office in California to get defended for a felony, just to get started. This guy had real costs that he needed to recover. So would you say too bad? How does that work? Doesn't seem right to me.
What is the Constitution? What does the Constitution on the federal level and state level guarantee people?
Right to a fair trial.
It guarantees people the right to a fair trial. And what issues come up? Well, you're arguing whether or not the statement should or should not come in. If you start going down the road and saying, well, because I had to pay for a legal defense, I'm entitled to something. Again, where does that ball stop? Should every case that results in an acquittal, for whatever reason, and maybe it's the statement's not admissible, maybe there's not enough proof beyond a reasonable doubt, you start ascribing liability to prosecutors and law enforcement officers, your criminal justice system's going to come to a crashing halt.
So maybe it should be like Amber Heard, and he should take that to his homeowners or renter's insurance and say, does this fall into my liability clause? Can I recover my costs under that?
It might. I could see the homeowner's insurance company saying, we're probably going to deny coverage because the burden of proof at a criminal trial trial is beyond reasonable doubt. The burden of proof usually in a civil trial is, well, preponderance of the evidence. So the jury said you weren't guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, but we don't know what they would say if it was preponderance, so we're going to deny coverage. I think it might be difficult for them to find it, but
you can see where the guy would want. I mean, it's a lot of money, a lot of time.
I could see where they would want it. I mean, assuming he hired counsel, didn't have the public defender's office appointed, and then it was all on the state's nickel, or state's dime.
855 Law Radio, if you want to comment. Really quick, there is now, before the Senate and the House, a Republican senator has brought a bill that calls for anyone leaking non-public information, and this obviously comes from the Dobbs v. Jackson case that was leaked out before the ruling. They want to call, this bill calls for up to 10 years in prison and $10,000 fine, and seizing any profits that the person who's leaking this a case coming out that is still hasn't come out from the United States Supreme Court, they're not able to get profits. There'll be a $10,000 fine, up to a $10,000 fine in 10 years. And the same thing in House, another Republican is putting out what's called the Leak and Lose Act of 2022. Not quite as extreme, but they can be fined up to $5,000 and barred from admission to federal courts for life. They're assuming that it's going to be a lawyer that's leaking it, not a, you know, staff member.
These kind of knee-jerk reactions on the legislative level scare the snot out of me for this reason. I mean, prior to the leak of a judicial opinion in this case, the abortion case. Prior to that, when was the last time you ever heard of a law clerk or judicial official leaking an opinion to this extent?
It's only been a couple in the whole United States.
Yeah, I can't think of very many, and yet you have this bill that's proposing criminal liability, financial liability, and...
But there was a massive link from the Trump's White House, too. I wonder if that would be related. I don't know.
We'll be back. We're going to talk about more Radio Law Talk stuff.
Don't go away. Stay tuned. The show continues.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quick, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quick, car wash. They'll have you.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden will be in Europe starting this weekend for meetings with the G7 nations and NATO allies. Two-fold mission on his hands, finding ways to lower food and gas prices while keeping allies unified against Russia and its invasion of Ukraine. Before he left, he signed the Safer Communities Act, which addresses gun violence in the wake of several mass shootings within the last month. Most of the $13 billion in the law going to mental health, but it also enhances background checks for those under 21 and closes what's known as the boyfriend loophole. The president also weighed in some more regarding the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services.
He adds his administration will take steps to protect women's health. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. How did that happen?
This is Radio Law Talk.
So there's an individual in Georgia, a guy named Justin Rose Ross Harris, that is, was he married at the time? Yes, he was married at the time, had a little child, cutest little boy, and this is the saddest thing in the world, 22-month-old boy. He's with his wife, he drops the wife off, and he drives to work at Home Depot, and he's supposed to drop his 22-month-old son off at the babysitter. And he parks the car in the heat at Home Depot, goes in for hours, comes out and finds his kid dead. He was in there. So they convict him of life in jail, you know, basically life in prison. And the Supreme Court just recently overturned his conviction.
And this was the Georgia Supreme Court.
Georgia.
Yes.
Right. And what is the reason why you think, oh, because that's just crazy that he didn't mean to. Obviously, his whole argument was one important thing is I just spaced it. But, I don't know, man. I just leaving your 22-month-old.
I know.
Are you that mental? Are you that stupid?
I hear you. You remember when we were doing the Weinstein case and even the Bill Cosby case? And I would always harp on this, which is for the prosecution, be careful what you wish for in terms of the evidence you want to present at trial, because if you go overboard, it could affect the integrity of your conviction. With Cosby and Weinstein, it was evidence of other acts that had nothing to do really with the charged offenses,
right.
All this other stuff. And that's what's gone on in this case. This case is about whether or not he is guilty of murder by leaving his son in a car in the hot weather. The son dies. as part of the evidence in this prosecution, seek and were granted permission to introduce to the jury evidence of a salacious affair that he was having with somebody else, the graphic messages and the whole ball of wax, that all came in. Now, question whether or not that had anything to do with whether his act had anything to do with whether he's guilty of murder, but the Supreme Court of Georgia said that was prejudicial. You get the jury hating him so much because of the affairs that they're going to want to string him up because of this without even the murder, without even really focusing on the elements of murder. That's the danger, and they overturn the conviction. Now, look, it doesn't mean he gets out. They overturn the conviction. They're going to have to go back and retry this because they find that that was inappropriate, but...
But where's the intent, is my question. Is that, would that not be an element in a homicide case? We intended to harm this child?
Well, I guess.
I'm missing something.
Well, here's a couple of. No, you're not, but here's a couple of things. The Supreme Court upheld his conviction for exchanging lewd text messages and pictures of underage girls. Don't forget, it was more than one thing that he was convicted of, not just of the child, but apparently the guy had affairs. He had issues with pornography to some degree. And the guy, something's wrong with this dude. I don't care. I don't care what, and I get it. Sometimes you forget things. How do you forget? How do you drive with your 22-month-old baby right behind you? You know he's sitting there. Even if he's sleeping, he's in the vehicle with you. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? I'm not even armchair quarterbacking. You know, you just don't do that. Don't do that.
Look before you lock. You know, that's what they say, right?
Well, even that, yeah. I mean, you just don't you like you working a while? Oh, you know what? His little... baby Georgie or whatever.
So sad.
Yeah.
And look, I want to be sure, I want to make certain that people understand where my comments are coming from. Again, because I'm the criminal defense attorney here, I want to make sure that my comments aren't misconstrued. I'm not saying in this case that, you know, good for the defendant and he gets another trial. What I'm saying here is the conduct, as Fred has pointed out, and Cal, as you've chimed in, the conduct of leaving your child in the car, in the heat, by itself, with nothing else, and the amount of time that the child was left in there is so egregious that you probably, as a prosecutor, were well on your way to getting the conviction that you wanted anyway. But when you try to go over the top and throw in this other stuff, the it's one thing if you say he had an affair. Okay, leave it at that. If you think it's relevant, but to then actually show the messages and to that is so prejudicial that it undermines the inherent value of the evidence to get the conviction to begin with. And now, and let's face it, trials aren't just tough for a defendant. Trials are tough for the family members of the victim. Everybody has to go through this again. And because the prosecution was overzealous here and the court pointed it out, they're going to have to do this over again to basically take everybody through the ringer another time to achieve the conviction. It's just...
To say nothing of the person he was having an affair with. What I mean, obviously, they're now getting slapped around a little bit, at least in the courtroom, wouldn't you say? I mean, not that they shouldn't. I'm just saying. Huh?
Just bizarre.
Yeah.
Just
really
bizarre what you're thinking. And I have heard of people, I forgot one of my kids at the park, but you turn around, you go, crud, better go back and get him, right? I guess what's the this famous movie where the guy gets left home alone?
Oh, yeah, Home Alone.
Oh, right.
But at least they figured it out, right?
We just left us at church all the time, but they were in good hands.
Yes,
there.
That's exactly right. Well, I think that was purposeful. But the best to stand outside in the heat, you know, so. Look, okay, is it ever in for Bill Cosby? And I'm not saying he hasn't done some weird things in the past, but does it ever end for this guy?
Guess not.
So we're going to talk about Bill Cosby. He now has his first official civil trial that it goes to jury. And in Santa Monica, California, a jury on Tuesday found that Bill Cosby sexually abused an individual by the name of Judy Huth at age 16 at the Playboy Mansions back in 1975. She was awarded $500,000. And, everyone thinks, wow, that's believe it or not, for all the work and the time, this $500,000, is really not a big verdict. I know it sounds like a lot of money, but it's not. But what's crazy, and is thinking, and everyone's thinking, well, why since 1975 can they? Because there was a law in California that allows if it's the underage child that was sexually abused, the statute was waived for a short amount of time where they could bring a lawsuit. So this Judy Huth brought this lawsuit of Bill Cosby. I'm not going to get into any details. Molesting her supposedly when she was 16. She's now 64 years old at the Playboy Mansion in California. Now, he goes on and talks about what happened, the judgment. He says he's innocent. They're going to appeal it. Here's two interesting things. The first and most interesting thing is, number one, there was an issue of whether or not they were going to have this case declared a mistrial because a well-known individual was part of the first case. I'm trying to think of her name. Oh, Miss Bernard was an individual that I'm trying to find exactly. That's right. Okay, a photo was taken of a juror standing near one of Cosby's other accusers, a lady by the name of Lily Bernard. And so the juror was standing by her. There's no evidence of them talking. And so the judge says, no, there's no evidence that the jury or anyone from the jury discussed the case with this other individual. So long story short, the case doesn't get thrown out. But the $500,000, they're going to appeal on one important issue. And this is kind of a good argument. The argument is as follows. The whole time back in 1975, this lady by the name of Judy Huth said that this occurred at the Playboy Mansion in the game room, this assault, while she was playing the Donkey Kong video. Well, what's the problem? This is 1975. When did Donkey Kong video come out?
That's right. That didn't come out until
1971.
Early 81.
Yes. Uh-oh. So they're arguing, you said it was Donkey Kong you were playing at the time, and that was 1975, and Donkey Kong came out in 1981. So they're arguing that. But here's the biggest thing I'm going to say. And so they're appealing on that. My question, the elephant in the room is what? What was a 16-year-old doing at the Playboy Mansion in 1975?
Well, and here's the thing. If it was when she was playing Donkey Kong, she wasn't 16 years old. If she was 16 in 75, she is 22 in 81.
Right.
And so
that's why they're going to appeal it.
Yeah.
That's why they're appealing. Interesting stuff. We'll be back and talk more about a South Dakota attorney general having some real issues.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. We're not done yet. Got much more to come, and you will not want to miss one second of the remainder of Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No fun. That's true.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
So in 2020, the Attorney General for South Dakota is cruising along a road at night, and he calls 911, and he said, "I might have struck a deer or a large animal." Okay, so why do you call 911 and say, "I might have struck a deer or a large animal"? But he didn't strike a deer. He struck a 55-year-old man, a guy by the name of Joseph Bover. And he wasn't found until the AG's attorney general went back and saw him lying there dead, this other individual, Joseph Bover. So what is happening now is the South Dakota Senate convicted the attorney general of 2 impeachment charges stemming from this accident. They basically didn't believe his account of the crash. They believe he lied. And apparently this conviction requires a 2/3 majority. And I don't understand. It's a malfeasance charge. He's not convicted criminally. He just cannot work. And he's basically basically, what they do is they He's
impeached.
Impeached.
Yes.
Oh.
He's fired as the state's top cop. He's out.
But he's not criminally. They haven't charged him with any criminal intent or any criminal case at this point.
And just a quick refresher on impeachment. It's usually a 2-phase process. You know, if you one phase is one house will impeach. We saw that with Trump. We saw that with Bill Clinton. And then after that, then there's a trial in the case of federal cases. There's a trial in the Senate after impeachment in the House. And the question is, are you going to be convicted to complete the impeachment process of the charge for which you were impeached in the previous House. In this case in South Dakota, that's what happened. He was impeached, and then he was tried and convicted in the Senate. If this were, you talk about the unbelievable story, if this were a Jeopardy, the category would be implausible excuses for $2,000, please. I hit a deer and called 911. Who calls 911 after hitting a deer when you don't stop? I get it if you hit a deer and you're disabled and all of that, and I'm calling 911 because I need help, but really?
If your airbag goes off, you probably would have. And that's the question I have. Did his airbag, was there
no,
some
here's
other?
No, the worst.
Yeah?
Ready
yeah?
for the bomb?
Yeah, tell me.
The bomb is, he turned around, they're saying he turned around and knew exactly what he hit because he says he didn't see him. Yet the individual that he ran over, the guy was wearing glasses, and the guy's glasses was found in the car, and his windshield was broken all the way through.
Oh, man.
This is the attorney general's windshield was broken through, and the guy's glasses were found inside his car.
Was there alcohol involved?
Look, he came from a fundraiser late on September 12, 2020, so driving home from a political fundraiser late at night. So,
wow.
Or not late, but it was dark. So I don't know, but when you're finding the individual you ran over's glasses in your car, and
that's a giveaway, isn't it?
And your whole windshield is splattered.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, I've hit a deer before. You know what? There are deer parts and deer. There's going to be deer the fur everywhere. Your grill, your front. I mean, that's what you're going to see.
Yeah, if the deer gets up over the hood and comes into the windshield, that's when it gets really bad. The one I hit, mine stayed low.
Right. Or you have to stay low. It's all over your grill.
No, all over.
You go look and go, whoa, that was a deer.
Yeah, the insurance company guy looks and says, oops, look at that, deer fur.
I remember hitting a deer, in all honesty, and we were in a big truck. They found the tail stuck in the rearview mirror.
Did you take it and put it on your radio antenna?
I don't know. But it was a deer. It was
so sad.
There was something interesting stated by one of the Senate members that did the trial. And this one struck me interesting because, you know, we did the story on Miranda before. By the way, Miranda is the right to remain silent in a criminal proceeding.
Right.
The right to remain silent, the right to have an attorney present during questioning. Now, in this case here that wasn't a criminal proceeding, one of the senators, state senators that was doing the trial, took exception to the fact that this person, the attorney general, did not testify at the trial for the impeachment. He didn't testify, and he said, look, quote, there's a mic right there, and that's a damn short walk. That's what he's saying to him is the basis for it. So you didn't come up to even try to defend yourself. And when I read that, I thought, well, wait a minute, you got the right to remain silent, but this is not a criminal trial.
But it raises the next question. Were criminal charges ever filed against this guy, or did he just lose political office and his reputation?
Not yet. And that's why, you know, he didn't come up there. My argument is, well, of course he didn't. Why would he? Why would he go up there and say something that might incriminate him for a criminal case?
Good point. Yeah,
so,
good point.
You know, his lawyer probably told him, don't say anything. You're going to sit there and you're going to shut up, right? And that's what's going to happen.
You're going to sit there and you're going to take it and you're going to be humiliated for the rest of your life.
Right.
I mean, think about that. This guy's reputation is now officially gone.
Don't you think, you wonder if it is going to come up, there's going to be an actual criminal case?
I hope so.
I'm not quite sure.
For the family. For the family of the deceased, I would hope so.
That's right. Yeah. All right, let's talk about something that's very interesting. This is one that Todd and I, in Florida, Todd, I want you to kind of talk about this. A very interesting, very well-known Christian family, wealthy daughter that gets married to a Microsoft engineer. What happens here? And I actually watched the video of this I'm going to say a rally on behalf of the Jared, was it Brigand?
Jared Bridegan?
Bridegan.
Or Bridegan.
Bridegan.
How are you?
But he's found dead shot a couple of times as he's dropping his kids off. And the wife was out there saying, hey, you know, let's find the killer. And I watched it on YouTube of these rallies. And now a tattoo staffer says something interesting. What is it, Todd?
Well, you know how in Disney they always have this saying, and they lived happily ever after. Yeah, welcome to the real world. This was a whirlwind romance. Couple has the fairy tale wedding, and she comes from a very wealthy family. They got married in Utah. She's living close to the family. They moved to Connecticut. And when they moved to Connecticut, that's when the wheels started coming off, cracks in the marriage. They're not really getting along. And after a while, what's her name? Shanna Gardner Fernandez used to be Shanna Brightigan, who married Jared. Well, finally, they end up getting a divorce after moving down to Florida. And part of that was she really got into CrossFit. Not that I'm throwing CrossFit under the bus, but you know, you do the math. She got really big into that. She stopped going to the church that they mutually went to. He was still going. They had twins, and that was stressful. And so they end up getting a divorce, and then this turns into a contentious divorce. They fight over everything. He gets remarried. He has a child with his new bride, and one night when he had his kids in the car, the facts are they say he stopped, they think, for something in the road, like a tire in the road. He gets out of his car, and somebody comes by and guns him down. Wow. In front of his kids in the car.
Wow.
And his new wife was home. And look, a lot of investigation has happened. Well, the investigation is now maybe turning towards the ex-wife that he had the contentious divorce with.
Always the wife.
And one of the things that has recently come out that points to that, nobody's been charged, but maybe they're using the term person of interest, is she got into CrossFit and she got into tattoos.
Oh, boy.
And a worker at the tattoo parlor that she goes to says that at one time before the individual died, was killed, that Shanna Gardner Fernandez asked or said, "I just, quote, wanted to shut him up," and inquired as to how that could be, how that could occur. And well, that in connection with a lot of other things, she's hired a lawyer. She still hasn't been charged with anything, but we'll follow this because she could be some hot water.
What's time for?
It is time now for Quick Takes, and so here is Fred Penny with his quick.
Let's remember to be this type of person, people. Let's agree to disagree and move on. Let's remember USA's enemies want us to be at each other's throats. Let's think about that.
Good one. Mr. Kunin, what is your quick take today?
Well, following up on this last story of the wife who is now being investigated, and that would be why I don't date.
Thanks for joining us. Remember, we're 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. Join us next week. I'm Fred Penny. We got Todd Kunin and Cal Hunter. See you later.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.